Ramsey TV.
The question, ladies and gentlemen, is, is Satan a literal being with a literal body? I love these questions. These questions are epic. I'll never forget when we were doing talk radio in Cleveland, Ohio. Myself and five others. This was 1999. 5 weeks of live radio. Some of my friends were asking me, what are you guys going to talk about? No, actually, these were not my friends really. They were kind of friends on the periphery, right? And they were asking me things like, they weren't really into the thing, right? They were saying, what are you guys going to talk about? I said, we're going to talk about the big issues. And they would say, oh, you mean like abortion? Oh, you mean like the evils of pornography? Oh, you mean you're going to bash gays? The assumption is always that the big issues are social issues. The social gospel promoted by Christianity today. How to change the world. How to make the world a better place. I think that the church is even getting involved in the global warming scam. How to separate paper from plastic. These are the big issues that the church faces today. I said, no, I'm talking about the big issues. Who is Satan? Where are the dead? Is Satan eventually saved? What did Jesus Christ mean on the cross when he said, it is finished? These are what you and I consider the important issues. And here is another question. Another important issue. The nature of our enemy. Is he real? Satan, originally a Hebrew word, means adversary, an opponent. The person who asked this question knows the answer. I just think she wants to hear it from, again, the world's most outspoken Bible scholar who decided to be outside this early morning at 6 a.m. I love this question because there's a whole gaggle of Bible commentators who love to take what are literal things in the Bible and they love to make them allegorical because it gives them room to be creative with the Word of God. It gives them room to interpret it in a unique way that sets them above the rabble who take everything literally. Oh, you poor peasants. You poor peasants taking everything in the Bible literally. It's so pedestrian. It's so boring. It's so gauche. It's so ignorant. So they say. And so they will take accounts like the creation of the first human being, Adam, in the Garden of Eden. Well, that's a nice little story, they say. It's parable. It's a parable. It's a metaphoric representation of evolution. Yes, the creation of man in the garden, not to be taken literally. These are people commentating on the Bible. These are supposed Bible commentators. Well, it's just a story, they say. I had a priest tell me this. Back when I was a kid, probably seventh or eighth grade, a priest told me, Adam and Eve was a story. And it's God's way of explaining the Big Bang. Or this is God's way of explaining evolution. Now, how the hell forming a man out of the ground in a moment, in a day, is parabolic of anything besides what it is? I mean, I don't know. At the base level, these people have no faith. They have no faith in God's word. They don't have any belief whatsoever. Because belief includes believing God's word. But they're smarter than God. See, people who say, for instance, Satan is not a real being, they're smarter than God. It's so gauche to believe the literal word of God. But I'm here to tell you, and now I'm going to answer the question 5 minutes in. Yes, Satan is a literal being with a literal body. In fact, all celestial beings, including the good ones, i.e. the ones we know about by name, Gabriel, Michael, the 24 elders described in the book of Revelation, we don't know them by name, we know them by their corporate title. They all have bodies. They're just spiritual bodies. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, there are bodies terrestrial and bodies celestial. So they have bodies. So Satan does have a body. It may look different in its manifestation on earth than it does in its manifestation among the celestials, but it's still a body. Our Lord could change his body. Here's my broad answer, and I'll get into a few details here. My broad answer is, when you have the adversary, Satan, tempting Christ in the wilderness following his baptism, Jesus Christ, baptized by John at the Jordan River, goes out and for 40 days he fasts, preparing for, this is the beginning of his public ministry. And at the end of the 40 days, when he's weak, hungry, thirsty, Satan comes in. Who comes in? Who? Satan? Was Jesus tempted by a metaphor? Was Jesus tempted by a figment of his own imagination? Was Jesus tempted by a story in the Bible? No, Jesus was tempted by Satan, a literal being with a literal body. Because if you're going to say that Satan is not an actual being, that it's just a metaphor for evil, so these Bible writers, they're very creative, you see, and they want to describe evil. And so what better way than to just tell a story about this evil being that opposes God? It's all a story, it's not real. It's just a representation of what evil is. Puts evil in a physical form. Hey, what if God actually put evil in a physical form? Did you ever think of that? People who say that they're smarter than the Bible and want to interpret it creatively. If Satan is not an actual being, then how do we know Christ was not an actual being? There you go. That's my argument. And this is my answer to this woman who asked the question, who already knows the answer, wants to hear it from me. And any of you who face this unbelief, even among people who claim to be believers, and I know you do, they're out there, people are out there saying this crap. Take them to the temptation in the wilderness. Who's Jesus talking to out there in the wilderness? His conscience? Is Jesus talking to the figurative devil on his left shoulder? Is he arguing within his own mind, the good and evil in his mind? No. He's tempted by a being. And if you're going to say that Satan is just an allegorical representation of evil, why don't you say that Christ is an allegorical representation of good? There it is. Why don't you say Christ isn't a physical being, an actual being who has a physical body? Because these two are wrestling in the wilderness. People say, oh no, we know that Jesus was real. Of course, he actually existed. I mean, he died on the cross. It's historical record. Oh, really? But if you're going to make his adversary, who he's literally being tempted by in the wilderness, if you're going to make him figurative, why not go all the way? Go all the way. Make Jesus figurative too. Jesus is just a storyteller's representation of good, allegorical of good, the good in the world. We have these two nice little allegories, stories. One allegory is called Jesus. The other allegory is called Satan. Who's making this shit up? Well, obviously, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are making it up. They're telling stories to teach us lessons about concepts, abstract concepts. Well, these things, evil and good, may be abstract concepts until they're brought into a perceivable world. But these things were so brought into a perceivable world that God made them to be actual beings with physical bodies. Really, like us, we're actual beings with physical bodies as well. Of course, the body of Christ is superior to ours at this time because it's fully energized by spirit. I told you yesterday of some things we had in common with our Lord. Today, here's a new one. We both have bodies. We all have bodies. Jesus has a body. We have bodies. Our bodies are running a little low on spirit right now, but they won't always be that way. Satan has a body. So you see, it comes down to believing God. When we talk about believing God, we speak mainly of the evangel, believing the elements of the evangel, the death of Christ for sin, his entombment, and his resurrection. But included in that is believing the testimony. We wouldn't know about any of these things if they weren't written down. But they are written down and we believe them. I've asked people, I'll end with this absurdity. I actually asked this guy who thinks, well, he's a Catholic. He thinks that everything in the Old Testament, these little Bible stories like Noah's Ark, Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel, Tower of Babel, oh, these are nice little Bible stories that all illustrate principles. I asked him, well, do you believe Jesus Christ actually lived and existed? Or is that a parable? Is that an allegory? Oh, no, Jesus Christ existed. Well, Jesus Christ is spoken of in the same collection of writings as Adam and Eve and Cain and Abel and Noah. I says, where does the Bible turn literal? Like, where's that magical moment in the progression of the accounts beginning in Genesis? Where's that magical moment where things turn from fuzzy allegories into real people? And he sat there for a moment, this gentleman did, because I really asked him a question he'd never been asked before. Do you know what he said? At Abraham. 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 Abraham is where the Bible became real. Where the people became real. Where the accounts became real. And I asked him a question nobody ever asked him. I said, what about Abraham's father? At that point, he spit out his coffee.